Okie dokie. Let's see. You know, I have a gift that God gave me to be able to see some code hidden in plain view. It's not from the dark side. This is from the light, because it all points back to the Bible. How I know it's from the light? I could see scripture being magnified in all the code. The word code is just means book, codex. And so the code, the codex, the book, the Bible, Biblios, is right in front of you. Not only do you read it in 2D, but you're actually living in it. And you know you're living in it because the early church, you read about Corinthians and Ephesians and Ephesus and Colossians, they were right before us, the Greeks. The Bible was written about them. So you're in it. You're still in the Bible. Revelation hasn't appeared yet. When you get raptured out, we're going to be looking down back down here where we were. You're actually in the Bible. I don't know exactly where we're at. I think we're at the end of the book of Acts. We're just waiting on the rapture is pretty much where we're at. It just keeps repeating. And so, for people to not understand that we're in the Bible, so if we're in it, then everything around you points back to the Bible. The color red points to the blood. The black and the white points to the cross. It was a dark day. Then Jesus went to the cross, and then it was a light day. Black and white represents the cross. Some bad stuff happened at the cross, the horror show, but at the same time, there was victory on the other side. And so everything is encoded with biblical truth. Deep, spiritual, biblical truth. Everywhere you look. And once you see it, that you're in the story, you can actually look at yourself from the outside in, and you can actually can see Wile E. Coyote coming down the pipe at any time. You can also use your thoughts to write into the script. Now, you're not going to change the major stuff, but you can use your thoughts to change little stuff, to tweak little stuff. God is going to direct you, but let's say I have a thought. Okay, I use my thought. So I say, I want to start me a lawnmower, and I want a lawnmower business. So I have that thought. And so God knows your thought, and it could have come from Him. I want to mow lawns. I'm going to start mowing lawns. I'm going to get me a trailer, get a hitch on my other car, and pull a trailer around and just mow yards. It's a thought. That's the blueprint. It's kind of like you do some blueprints for a building or a whatever, something you're building. And you have the thought and then the blueprints, which came from your thoughts, and then you just put action to it. And so those thoughts kind of write into the script. It's Plato land. You can write into the script. And actually, if you really realize it, God gives you the desires of your heart if you're His. And whatever you're thinking about came from your heart, and it's going to show up in the hologram. And you say hologram, yeah, hologram, if you break that into parts, it's holy writ. Hollow means holy. Gram is writ. Grammar, it's written. Look it up, and you'll see I'm telling the truth.